Welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is a program of folk music. As you may have been able to tell from that theme that we've just been listening to, occasionally I like to remind you that that's called the Heron Election Jig by a wonderful Scottish band Silly Wizard, recorded a long time ago now, but then again, it's been the theme for this program since sometime in the 1970s. The featured album today also comes from Scotland, as does Silly Wizard, but we'll get to that in a little while. We'll start off with some good feelings, I guess, from Greg Champion. Not dead and not in jail.
I bumped into an old friend I knew as a kid. Reminded me of all the damage we did. I wanted to know, had he had a good life? 2.5 kids, a house and a wife. He said, I don't want to bore you with the fine detail. I'm ahead cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail. He said, I cannot go as hard as we did before. Do not do a lot of that stuff anymore. And every day when I jump out of bed, I congratulate myself on not being dead. He said, yes, I've tried it and I might have inhaled, but I'm ahead cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail. Not dead.
Not dead, I'm not in jail. I've lived to tell the tale.
Though I may look like I'm out on bail, I'm still ahead cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail. So now and then I thank my lucky stars. Somehow I've managed to stumble this far. And if I survey this life that I've lived, well, you've got to accentuate the positive. And I'll defy anyone to tell me I fail when I'm ahead, cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail. Not dead.
Not dead, I'm not in jail. I've lived to tell the tale.
Though I may look like I'm out on bail, I'm still ahead cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail. He said, yes, I've tried it and I might have inhaled, but I'm ahead cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail.
Jail. I've lived to tell the tale.
Though I may look like I'm out on bail, I'm still ahead cause I'm not dead, I'm not in jail.
I am on probation though.
Thank you.
That track's called Dick Gossip's Reel from Harriet Bartlett's album Eyes Wide Open. And before that, opening the program today, not dead and not in jail, although possibly on probation, Greg Champion from his album North and South. Starting off with a bit of a country feel, but getting a bit closer to the folk side of things with Dick Gossip's Reel. Two tracks now, one to make you think about the place of the Irish in North America. Jed Marum singing one of his songs, The Boys of the Irish Brigade. The album is called Fighting Tigers of Ireland. And I think I'll keep going with a track from Breedna Mullin. She'll sing Green Grows the Laurel. Such a nice song. Very wistful stuff.
Should I sing you of Roman or Greek, or the boys were here to love and story? Come match me for fighting, for frolic or freak, an Irishman's reign in his glory. For Ajax and Hector and bold Agamemnon were up to the tricks of the trade. Oh, but the rollicking boys for war, ladies and noise, the boys who the Irish sing you of Helen of Troy, or the mischief that came of her flirting. There's Biddy McClinchy, the pride of Fermoy, twice as much of a Helen, that's certain. Then for Venus, so famous, so Queen Cleopatra, bad luck to the word should be said. But the rollicking boys for war, ladies and knights, the boys of the Irish Brigade. Sing you of classical fun, or the games, whether Grecian or Persian. Until the poor is the place where the knowing one's done, and the mallard that fogs the diversion. For fighting, for drinking, for ladies and all, no time like our time e'er was made. Oh, but the rollicking boys for war, ladies and noise, the boys of the Irish Brigade. For fighting, for drinking, for ladies and all, no time like our time e'er was made. Oh, but the rollicking boys for war, ladies and noise, the boys of the Irish Brigade.
Now he's gone. He's gone and he's left me and here all alone. And since he has left me, content I must be. I know he loves someone far better than me. Our green grows, the log relies, all falls to dew. Sidewalk is my heart, and I parted from you. And in our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green log before the red, white, and blue. He passed by my window both early and late. The looks that he gave me wouldn't make your heart ache. The looks that he gave me 10,000 would kill. Wherever he wanders, he'll be my love still. All green grows, the laurel lines, all falls at you. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. And in our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white, and blue. Blushing rose, and now I'm as pale as the lily that grows. Like a tree in the garden with its beauty all gone. Can't you see what I have gone through for the loving of yon? Green grows, the laurel lines, all falls at you. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. Change the green or for the red, white, and blue.
Don't change the green laurel for the red, white and blue. You do catch the meaning of that song, I'm sure. Before that, Boys of the Irish Brigade from Jed Marum. We'll turn our attention now to a band that was in existence for a while in this part of the world, or at least the part of the world where I am, maybe not where you are, if you're listening to the podcast. I'm talking about a band called Collector from their album Pumpkin and Bear. This is the Inglewood Cocky.
Thank you. and Inglewood cocky, as I lately was told. Who died, it was said, on account of the cold. When dying, he says to his children, come here. As I'm dying, I want my fortune to share. Now, children, you know I've toiled early and late. I've wrestled with nature and I've struggled with fate. Now do your best to my fortune repair. And to my son John I'll leave a dear native bear. To Mary I leave the shy kangaroo. May it prove to turn out to be a great blessing too. There's fish in the streams and fowl on the lake. May you each have as much as any may take. To Michael I leave the old cockatoo. And to my daughter Betsy the piebalding ewe. To the others, whatever is left, I will leave. Don't you quarrel, or else my poor spirit will grieve. Now, children, you know I've done all I can do. Fortune is fairly divided with you. And these are the last words his children did hear.
Don't forget that I read you on Pumpkin and Bear.
Inglewood cocky. If he lived on pumpkin and bear, I don't think he had a very balanced diet. No wonder he passed away. Sung there by Roger Hargraves, who's another folk music presenter on this very radio station, 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. That song on an album called Pumpkin and Bear by Collector. One more track before I introduce you to the featured album, and it comes from Pete Coe from England. Good album called In Paper Houses. Not all that dissimilar from the Inglewood Cocky, I suppose, in a way. This is Old Man's Advice, although it has nothing to do with dietary requirements.
Mommy grandfather worked when he was very young. Parents felt grieved that he shouldn't, for to work in the field. heels to scare away the crows, to earn himself a little bit of food. Now the days, they were long, and the work, it was hard. To do his best, he always tried. But times are better for us all, since the old man died. For the union is started, unite. Cheer up, faint-hearted, unite. The word's begun, never to stop again, since the old man died. Life, but poverty was a grief and a curse, for it brought to his home sorrow, discord, strife, left him with an empty purse. So he made a bold stand, and he joined the union band. To help his fellow men he tried. Oh, a union man, he vowed he'd stand until died. For the union is started, unite. Cheer up, faint-hearted, unite. The work's begun, never to stop again, since the old man died. Father's dead, and as we gathered round his bed, his final words to us he did say: don't let your union drop, or the agitation stop, or else you'll surely rue the day. Stand united to a man, for that's your only plan. Make a union your joy and your pride. Cheer up, faint-hearted, unite. The work's begun, never to stop again, since the old man. The work's begun, never to stop again, since the old man died.
Old Man's Advice from Pete Coe. Bit of a variation on a grandfather's clock, obviously. Now, the featured album today comes from Alistair Hewlett. No, Alistair has not been putting out new albums, sadly. Alistair is no longer with us. But this album was released in 2001, and it never really made it onto my radar. I just didn't have a copy of it for some reason. But I do now, and I'm going to share it with you. The album is called In Sleepy Scotland, and Alistair recorded it during a bit of a break from his collaborative efforts with Dave Swarbrick. Swarbrick was rather ill at that time, ended up passing away, but they did get back together to record before Swarb's death. And this one by Alistair, as I said, recorded in 2001 in Scotland, back in Glasgow, where he lived at the end of his life. He recorded it with a few friends on some tracks. Gavin Livingston, a longtime collaborator in Scotland with Alistair. We'll hear some harmony vocals from him with guitar, keyboards, mandolin and cittern on some tracks. Aidan O'Rourke plays fiddle on some tracks, and we'll hear just a little bit of Lowland Small Pipes, Scottish Lowland Small Pipes, played by Keith Easdale. But we may not hear that until just about the end of the program. The album includes a bunch of traditional material and three original songs by Alistair. We'll hear some originals, or an original at least. We'll start off with something a little unusual for Alistair Hewlett's solo, in inverted commas, albums. This is an instrumental with Alistair playing guitar. It's called Waterman's Hornpipe. Featured album in Sleepy Scotland, released in 2001 by the late Alistair Hewlett.
The farmer praise his grounds, let the huntsman praise his hounds, let the shepherd praise his dewy-scented lawns. But I'm more wise than they, I spend each happy night and day with my darling little Krushkin, lawn, 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 my darling little Krushkin, lawn.
Oh, Grama Crema Krushkin, slant ye gal of orning, Grama Crema Krushkin, lon, lon, lon. Oh, Grama Crema Krushkin, lon.
Immortal and divine, great Bacchus, god of wine, create me by adoption your own son, in hopes that you'll comply, that my glass may ne'er run dry. I'll take another Krushkin, lon, lon, lon.
I'll take another Krushkin, lon. Oh, Grama Crema Krushkin, slant ye gal of orning, Grama Crema Krushkin, lon, lon, lon. Oh, Grama Crema Krushkin, lon.
When cruel death appears in a few but happy years, he'll say, why don't you come along with me? I'll say, begone, ye knave, for great Bacchus gave me leave to take another Krushkin, lon, lon, lon,
to take another Krushkin, lon. O gramachry machrushkin, slanche gal of ornin, gramachry machrushkin, lon, lon, lon. O gramachry machrushkin, lon. O gramachry machrushkin, slanche gal of ornin, gramachry machrushkin, lon, lon, lon. O gramachry machrushkin, lon.
Pretty well-known Irish song, Cruiskeann Lán, sung there by a trio from Sydney, Triantán. Leading the vocals on the verses was Miguel Heatwall, along with Judy Pinder and Anthony Woolcott. That's Triantán. A song now from Alvin Youngblood Hart, not a frequent visitor to this program's playlist, but here he is with a song written in the 1840s by Stephen Foster. Nelly was a lady.
Down on the Mississippi floating, long time I travel on the way. All night the cottonwood are toting, sang for my true love all the day. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. Now I'm unhappy and I'm weeping, can't tote the cottonwood no more. Last night while Nelly was asleeping, death came a-knocking at the door. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. I saw my Nelly in the morning, smiled till she opened up her eyes. Seemed like the light of day a-dawning, just before the sun began to rise. Close by the margin of the water, where the lone weeping willow grows, there lived Virginia's lovely daughter. There she in death may find repose. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. Down in the meadow among the clover, walk with my Nelly by my side. Now all them happy days are over, farewell my dark Virginia bride. Nelly was a lady, last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride.
Thank you.
I do enjoy the music of the Irish group Dervish, and that track called John Blessings turns up on an album called Spirit. Rush out and buy it. It's good. Another one from Alistair Hewlett now. This is one that he wrote. In fact, it's the title track from the featured album on the program today. It's called In Sleepy Scotland, and he ditches all the accompanying instruments, and it's just him and guitar on this one.
In sleepy Scotland, the pubs all look like air raid shelters. Off we do like helter-skelter. Wains in tally suits and bonnets stagger in tea bars and come out shining like electric saints in spring. In sleepy Scotland, was like as our damn few, and there are deed are in the queue with their debit cards and butlins badges hung about like starlings on a piling, lining up to test their wings. And the last of the Mohicans tumbles out of the colouring bar and blows away like sagebrush in the empty London road. God knows where, God knows where. In sleepy Scotland, bingo queens, we windmill arms, dance cheek to cheek, we bold young dams, bust in by Black Marias, while the Billy Boys and Fenians drown the future in the bloodbath of the past. In sleepy Scotland, the dear green place stops spinning round and festered like an open wound. Beneath a rusty Fairfield crown, the wrecking ball swung down and wiped out every dream that didn't vanish fast. And the last of the Mohicans pished his breeks and said he didn't care, then blew away like sagebrush down the empty London road, be God knows where. God knows where. And the fat cat with a briefcase in the camel coat and trilby said the way it snoozed, the way it's always been and always will be. This is sleepy Scotland, pal. If boredom doesn't kill me, I'll keep Scotland sleeping on for years to come. A giant rose in Gaeta Road, even the deaf could not ignore. It echoed in the corridors of power, and maesters ran like rabbits, hiding from the hunt inside the holes. In sleepy Scotland, possess, but like a sea of molten glass, and all the years of hopelessness turned overnight into a sacred venom that would scorch the very souls. And the last of the Mohicans tumbled into the Killorin bar, nursed a pint, then blew blew away like sagebrush down the road. Fee God knows where, fee God knows where, fee God knows where, fee God knows where.
Summer and a pleasant morning, and high above gulls wheeled and danced, and high above the cliffs of morning the gun emplacements had stood in ranks. And I walked over to the railing and I heard the ghosts of the cavalry tanks. And I remember pictures I'd seen in history books and magazines of three men standing, smoking, staring among the dead men on a rocky beach. And in the light of that pleasant morning, as we sailed under the cliffs above, I thought of all their silent prayers and the final thoughts of the ones they love. But they left behind at the prairie stations, waving to their pride and joy, waving to the smiling faces on the soldier boy. No waves of grain will claim the fallen, just a channel cold and grey steel, and no return to the rolling prairie, a silent cross on a lonely field. Shining on the rolling prairie, far from the channel, cold and gray, shone on the families, friends and lovers of the prairie boys who fell that day. But they could not know on that sunny morning the future held for them no joy. They'd wait in vain at the prairie stations, wait in vain for the soldier boy.
The title track from today's featured album from Alistair Hewlett, In Sleepy Scotland. And then I followed it with another song by a Scot, an expatriate Scot. He left Scotland when he was pretty young. David Francie, been living in Canada for many years. The Flowers of Saskatchewan, sung there by Lisa Moscatello with Rosie Shipley. Nice album called Well Kept Secrets. I play that track every now and again, and I guess I'd have to say it's my favourite song by David Francie. You're listening to Come All Ye, and that's a good thing. I'm very happy that you are. If you want to hear the program again, eventually it will be available as Listen On Demand. It doesn't cost anything. I mean, it's just up there for you to have a listen to again if you fancy it. And you can reach playlists for the last 25 years or so by going to comeallye.com. There's also a link there to take you to podcasts or listen on demand or whatever you want to call them at 2MCE's website. Here's the Pirates' Jig from a group called Three Piece Suite.
Da 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 Shantuinach, Mishanach, Misha Shantuinach, Misha Ben 14. Shantuinach, Mishanach, Misha Seven, a take if a colton. Come rest at the house at the house, come rest at the house of a 14. Come rest at the house at the house, come rest at the house is the rovon. Shantuinach, Mishanach, Misha Shantuinach, Misha Ben 14. Shantuinach, Mishanach, Misha Seven, a take if a colton. Chamam ofrakam ofrakah, chamam ofrakin yapotin. Chamam ofrakam ofrakah, chamam lebin is nisol. Shantruinach, mishanach, mishi shantruinach, mishi ben 14. Shantruinach, mishanach, mishi seven, a take if a colton. Tadden da radden di radden da radden da radden di radden. Hadden da radden di radden da radden da radden da radden. Shantruinach, mishanach, mishi shantruinach, mishi ben 14. Shantruinach, mishanach, mishi seven, a take if a colton.
A song called Pagin's Wife, sung there by Lasarina Ni Canela, who comes from the Aran Islands off the coast of Galway. Well, not all the Aran Islands. She comes from one of them. I think she comes from Inishere. Before that, The Pirate's Jig by Three Piece Suite. The word three is spelt correctly. The word, or appropriately, I should say. The word piece, spelt P-E-A-C-E, and the word suite, S-W-E-E-T, three-piece suite. How nice. The Pirate's Jig, from an album called Generations. We'll hear from Alan Musgrove next. This you will recognise. It's A Starry Night for a Ramble.
I like a game of croquet or bowling on the green. I like a little boating to pull against the stream. But of all the games that I like best, that fill me with delight, I like to take a ramble on the starry night. A starry night for a ramble in the flowery dell, through the bush and the bramble, kiss but never tell. Out your bathing or strolling on the sand, or some unseen veranda where gentles ever fans, or rowing home in the morning, boys, very nearly tight, could never starry night. It's a starry night for a ramble in the flowery dell, through the bush and the bramble, kiss but never tell.
Of course you would, said he, and gently whisper in her ear how dearly I love thee. And when
picture to yourself scenes of such delight. You'll wanna take a ramble on the starry night. It's a starry night for a ramble in a flowery dell, through the bush and the bramble. It's but never tell.
Two tracks quite suitable for waltzing. Just then, first of all, Alan Musgrove with Starry Night for a Ramble, and then a waltz, Inga's Waltz, played and composed by Stephen Spence. Stephen Spence comes from way up the top of Shetland. He comes from the island of Unst. He's a very good fiddle player, as we heard there, with Inga's Waltz. Another one now from the featured album, this one not in 3/4 time, so don't try waltzing to this because you'll just fall over. Listen to the words. It's a bit of a giggle. You didn't sing that many giggly songs, did Alistair, especially not traditional ones. This is one, Tinker in the Lum. Oh, and I should tell you, the lum is the chimney.
Well, concerning a lassie in Glasgow did dwell. 12 lovers she had, and she often confessed she couldn't tell which of them she loved the best. Diddy dum, dum, hi diddy do now. One was a tinker, a stout roving blade, the other by fishing did earn his bread. Jock was the first that did marriage propose, so he and the tinker they did become foes. Diddy dum, dum, hi diddy do. Jock walking East Bell up to London did go. And there they got married, I'll have you to know. The tinkery watched by night and by day. He paid her a visit when Joke was away. Diddy-dum, dum, aye, diddy-do. And when Petey the fisherman's house did repair, she made him quite welcome as soon as he got there. She said, Jock is away, gay bitch is a dram, we'll make ourselves happy this night if we can. Diddy-dum, dum, aye, diddy-do. And with gentle persuasion he gained her consent. The tinker and her up together they went, into a fine room they ever to pass, in sweet conversation and drinking their glass. Diddy-dum, dum, aye, diddy-do. But at midnight a rapping that came to the door, said she, it's a rap of my husband, I'm sure. What will we do this night if he come? The best thing I know is to hide in the lum. Diddy-dum, dum, aye, diddy-do. Fast he did stick, he thought to himself she was playing him a trick. Bell gate to the door and she let her jock in. Said she, my dear man, you're soaked to the skin. Diddy-dum, dum, aye, diddy-do. Jock kindled the fire, now this is the joke. Well, in the lum was near stifled with smoke. Down he come tumbling, gain a wild roar, and jock in a fright he fell flat on the floor. Diddy-dum, dum, aye, diddy-do. With the smoke and he'd got in the lum. When Jock come to her in the house, he did reel. Say, no, my dear wife, I've just met the devil. Oh, dumb, dumb, aye, diddy-do. Now, Jock and his wife in love do agree. Well, never came back his old sweetheart to see. Jock never grumbles when Amy does come, for fear of the devil that came down the lum. Diddy-dum, dumb, aye, diddy-do.
Thank you. came home one night, the good man home came he. There spied an old saddle horse where no horse should there be. It's a cow," cried the good man's wife. "The cow, just a cow, can't you see? If I have ridden and much I've seen, a saddle on a cow's never be. If I have ridden and much I've seen, a saddle on a cow has never be."
Kate Rusby from the album Underneath the Stars. That was The Good Man. Before that, Alistair Hewlett from the featured album on the program today, The Tinker in the Lum. Tinker stuck up the chimney. Here's a track from central France, thereabouts. This is Vist Fach by Javier Vidal from an album called Le Bal.
Vistes fachas un bengue, vistes fachas un tomat. La cigaloi cantarelo, nai mon palo bramma biau. La cigaloi cantarelo, lo grado mai, lo gran ramal. Dopo fe solo mutavi, ma bucase me desi. Lo professo, lo notari, e consigliere e deputati, ne vorrei occupare, non sei un e per far plage a loro amici. Giusto è lo tenne trovare, lo sel blu e lo soleil. E canto c'è la grande gloria nel gran mondo coltivato, la palmosa accademica a chi lo guarda io. Altre nave che già fa, di tutta una che le sbuffa. Cadi da che non pensare, vorrei non falarle su. Thank you.
My goodness, we've slipped back into waltz tempo. That was Javier Vidal with Vist Fach, bal folk music from central France. Two Australian tracks next. First one from Steve and Roz Barnes from Perth. This is called Water to the Trenches. And I'll follow it with an instrumental from Fred Pryback from Tasmania. Fred Pryback and a bunch of friends. A track called Bob in the Wash House.
Forsaken shore to shoot at God knows who at Gallipoli. In sight of the Turkish lines, in the range of the guns, you'll climb to carry water to the trenches every day. Water to the trenches. Water to the trenches. You carry water to the trenches every day. You made it home. You were one of the lucky ones. But the war left you with nothing but pain and rage. You joined point that the battle that you joined was bigger far than some colonial strife. How easy they forget that once they called you red as you carried water to the trenches all your life. Ooh, water to the trenches. Water to the trenches. You carry water to the trenches all your life. Alec Campbell, my hat's off to you. But now you've gone, it's time we moved on to. To carry water to.
Tune's called Bob in the Washhouse, played there by Fred Pryback, all by himself. The album is called The Push on the Corner, and it's credited to Fred Pryback and friends. Well, he didn't have any friends, apparently, for that track. Just him and his banjo. Bob in the Washhouse. And before that, an interesting song Steve and Roz Barnes from Perth put together in honour of Alec Campbell. Alec Campbell was the last Anzac alive. Alec Campbell fought at Gallipoli, and when he died at 103 years old, he was the last. He put his age up a couple of years so he could actually join the fight, and that confused a few people trying to work out whether he was the oldest Anzac still alive or whatever. But Alec Campbell from Tassie. You're listening to Come All Ye, Community Radio 2MCE.
To drink a toast, or a proper roast, or a bale of the cases. To steal your wife, to take your life, a 10 or 15 paces. To keep game cocks, or to hunt the fox, or to drink and punch the Solway. We did skill your, but fun far more, oh that's the man for Galway. We did skill your, but fun far more, oh that's the man for Galway. Well, the king of Fowd was mighty proud, so were once the Caesars. But our Giles here, he'd make him stare if he had him with the Galway Blazers. To the divil I fling, I'll run, Jeet Singh. He was only a prince in a small way. He knew nothing at all about a 6 foot wall. He'd never do for Galway. He knew nothing at all about a 6 foot wall. He'd never do for Galway. Say the Blakes, they're no big shakes, they're all as blood relations. And the bot can sneeze at the grim Chinese, for they come from the Phoenicians. That's Phil to the brim, and he is to him who would drink and punch the Solway. With Ted Skillior, but fun far more, that's the man from Galway. With Ted Skillior, but fun far more, that's the man from Galway. Thank you.
That comes from an album called The Best of Sean Tyrrell. So I guess you can work out who the singer was. He came from Galway. And that song, The Man for Galway. Sean Tyrrell no longer with us, unfortunately. The next track comes from a band from Sydney, and I don't know whether they're still around either. They were called the Okapi Guitars. A rather political comment at the beginning of the track. Take it as an observation rather than a quote. The track is called My Client. The album, Radio Free Zimbabwe. This is the Okapi Guitars, and then another track from Alistair Hewlett.
Addressed to the nation by the Prime Minister, the Honourable John Howard.
Good evening. I passionately believe the cruelty to children with a regime of ordinary brutality is the Australian way.
Fight against the new menace of international terrorism, there is nothing more crucial than timely and accurate intelligence. absolute rest of the how warm this young right but he over yes and it must be done yeah let's look in lash to the deer and yet all I warm you hunt shall I remain it and my people the top you can hear it I like shall hear it you say the which you shall arrive
Driving down by Ibrox Park one grey November afternoon, where concrete tower blocks grim and dark defy the sun and the moon, I saw a host of working men make their way decked in empire blue, and I thought about when it all began in 1822.
Bang the drum and wave the flag, let them know who's king of the pile of slag. Though poverty sits at our door, with our jaw like some they'll throck it up, we'll make it cower in the golden hour when we go marching around the bar.
Carried back in a waking dream, I heard the strains of a reform song, but from a past thick as clotted cream, I saw them marching strong. Workers bent on liberty circled round by the orange crew, drunk with hatred and bigotry and the old red, white and blue.
Bang the drum and wave the flag, let them know who's king of the pile of slag. Though poverty sits at our door, with our jaw like some well-frocked dog, we'll make it cower in the golden hour when we go marching around the bar.
Snail pace slow through the human sea, I inched my way past the football stand, with half a mind lost in reverie on days gone far from hand. Take Girvan Street, 1831. The Duke of Gordon, he paid the fee, and hired thugs from the Orange Clan, made reformers' blood run free.
Bang the drum and wave the flag, let them know who's king of the pile of slag. Though poverty sits at our door, with our jaw like some well-frocked dog, we'll make it cower in the golden hour when we go marching around the bar.
My soul from concrete tower blocks grim and dark come sights I can't throw. In childhood dreams I've scaled the wall, whilst skinned by empires take on his back
and my hair in paws watching Callan's bra. And by a Union Jack,
scorn the drum and burn the flag. Tell them what to do with a pile of slag. Nae mair will slumber in poverty, or feed our bairns to wars they'll throck it up. Let maesters cower in the golden hour, when we come marching out fae the bog. Let maesters cower in the golden hour, when we come marching out fae the bog.
That's one of the three original songs on this album, the featured album today. It's called In Sleepy Scotland by Alistair Hewlett, released in 2001 on the Red Rattler label. By Ibrox Park was the song, harking back to sectarian violence in that part of Glasgow. Ibrox Park, of course, is it's now Ibrox Stadium, next door to Ibrox Park, I guess, the home ground of the Glasgow Rangers football team. In brackets, Protestant only. And there are various dates referred to in that, and individuals referred to in that song from Alistair. Interesting song. It gets trotted out occasionally in folk clubs in Sydney. And before that, fairly direct song from the Okapi Guitars called My Client. The album released quite a while ago now, called Radio Free Zimbabwe. You're listening to Come All Ye. We've got a little while together yet, so time for a couple more tracks and then a final one from Alistair, and that'll be about it.
Thank you. had known for the Northeast. Wagons. Oh. There used to be an old custom in that part of the country, there in Aberdeen. At the end of winter, when the fuel was running short, it was quite permissible for the young courting couple, you know, the daughter of the house and her boyfriend, to court in bed to save fuel, as long as they were both fully clad and there was a big, thick feather bolster in the middle of between the two of them.
This later became the speed bump.
Kind of sexual speed bump, yeah. And the feathers fairly flew.
It's also the origination of the expression when you wake up in the morning feeling a little down in the mouth. It's kind of warm in here. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
at least you didn't mention that they used to be called palliasses. Right. So the Laird of Udney was a young courting squire who used to go around about speed bumping all through the northeast. This thing was called bundling. This type of courtship was called bundling for obvious reasons. And the art of bundling was to be quiet. This guy blew it. I am the Laird o' Udney's was, and I've come here with richt good cause. And I've had mair than 34s come and out o'er the plain, so let me in the Sainich, the Sainich, oh, let me in the Sainich, then I'll never spear back again, no. My mother, she, the soundy sleep, and the bedroom door does chirrup and cheep. The bedroom door does chirrup and cheep, and I canna let you in, so gang ye hame the Sainich, the Sainich, oh, gang ye hame the Sainich, and never spear back again. I'll hang your door again, it been squeak, and it will neither chirrup nor cheep. No, it will neither chirrup nor cheep, and I'll get slippin' in, so let me in the Sainich, the Sainich, oh, let me in the Sainich, then I'll never spear back again, oh. And when he get in, he was so glad, he's tucking the bonnet fee off in his head, and he kissed her on the cheeks, he red, and the old wife heard the din. Ah, but will she like it, that Sainich, that Sainich, oh, will she like it, that Sainich, that she let her laddie in, oh. When he got in, he was so glad, he's knocked at the bottom boards out of the bed, and he stole the lassie's maiden head, and the old wife had the dinner. But will she like it, that Sainich, that Sainich, oh, will she like it, that Sainich, that she let her laddie in. But I am the Laird o' Udney's was, and I've come here with richt good cause. And I've had mair than 34s coming out o'er the plain, so let me in the Sainich, the Sainich, oh, let me in the Sainich, then I'll never speed back again.
I think that's the only other Scottish accent we've heard on the program today. That's Archie Fisher, recorded with his touring partner, Garnet Rogers, who is the younger brother of the late lamented Stan Rogers from Canada, with a song called The Laird of Udney. A naughty song, really, a naughty song. Archie Fisher comes from a grand family of musicians from Scotland. Some less generous people have described his voice as lugubrious, but I think Archie Fisher's voice is gentle. He doesn't use any electronics I mean, obviously sings into a microphone, and I guess his guitar plays into a microphone, but he doesn't like electronic stuff. So he's very much the acoustic folk musician. Good on him. Lair Davadni. And before that, wonderful Irish group called Lunasa with a set of tunes, The Stolen Purse, Unshurda Slide, and Brendan McMahon's Reel. That's about it, folks. Thank you for your company today. We'll do it again soon, I trust. We'll go out with another instrumental from the featured album. Two of them on this album. This is Alistair Hewlett and a bunch of chums. This is The Battle of Waterloo and John D. Burgess. And we will hear the Scottish Lowland Small Pipes. Bye now.